When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, July 15th. Back from family vacation, so we're going to be able to get you a lot more content over the coming weeks. You've got training camp coming up just around the corner, less than 2 weeks away. So we're going to have a lot of content for you. Obviously, once training camp starts, it is going to be hot and heavy. You're going to get preseason shortly after that. And then not too long after preseason starts, it'll be time for meaningful football games, which is a very exciting time of year. Fans around the league, including in Jacksonville, will have a lot of hope. I think that the Jaguars fans currently have good reason for a lot of hope. And we're going to dive into that, obviously, over the coming weeks. I've talked about it throughout the offseason, the improvements this team has made. But I still think that they could continue to improve before training camp starts. I think that they should continue to improve before training camp starts from a roster perspective. I really do. This is a team that they feel internally like they are in a window. They absolutely do. They feel like they can push for a title. That's their goal in 2024, 2025, and beyond. But I don't think that they have done everything they can to help ensure that this football team is ready to compete for a title. I think they're clearly in the playoff mix. I think they can compete to win a divisional round game potentially in the AFC. I don't view this as a roster that's necessarily ready to win a title, AFC title or Super Bowl title for the first time in franchise history, unless you just see a Trevor Lawrence go scorched earth down the stretch, which is very possible. I would not put that past him. But I still think there's some areas the Jaguars could improve their roster. So we're going to dive into that today. Some moves I think they should make before training camp starts. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So we'll start off at edge rusher. The Jaguars have Joshua Hines-Allen. They have Trayvon Walker, both of whom are going to be starters for them in 2024 and beyond, bottom line, right? Those are your building blocks at edge. You also brought in Travis Gibson this offseason, who I believe will be their edge three, based on the fact that no one else really has the resume to be that on the roster currently. You have your guy Miles Cole that you drafted in the seventh round, who is physically gifted, but incredibly raw. And then you also have Yasir Abdullah, who you drafted on early day three last year, who didn't get much run. Looks like he might have like a hybrid role on the edge and off ball. So there's just not a lot behind those two guys. And not only do you want to ensure that you have depth in case there's an injury to one of your top two, but in the NFL, on the defensive line, you've got to have a rotation. You've got to have guys that can sub in and get the job done. And obviously, you do have some versatility with some of your interior players that can align at edge for you in base situations, different situations. Like Eric Armstead, he can line up at defensive end for you. He can. He can line up against a tackle. And there's some other guys that can do that as well. But I still think in an ideal world for a team that thinks they're going to push for a Super Bowl title, you probably have another edge rusher. And there's a lot of guys out there. Emmanuel Ogba, Carl Lawson, Unique Ngakoue, Tyus Bowser. He's coming off a year which he didn't play because of the knee injury. But Tyus Bowser had been a good player for the Baltimore Ravens. Marcus Golden is still an effective designated pass rusher. Rasheem Green is an effective pass rusher as well. The list goes on. Like, there's more players out there that I think could come in and solidify the back end of the Jaguars edge room a little bit more, or at the very least compete, right? I just don't think that there's enough competition at the back end of the edge group right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I really don't. At corner, I do think there's a lot of good competition. They've drafted a lot of guys on day three over the last couple years. Then you talk about bringing in Jarian Jones. You signed Ronald Darby. You have Tyson Campbell. You have your top two that you can feel comfortable with. But what happens when one of those guys goes down? Both of them have seen injury throughout their career. Tyson Campbell got injured last year, wasn't able to play his best down the stretch. He also missed time during his rookie year. Ronald Darby's been injured a lot. So what happens if one of your top two go down? Then you're relying on a rookie potentially and Jarian Jones out there. There's not a ton of corners out there that I feel great about in the free agent market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I do think Adoree Jackson or Stephon Gilmore makes sense. If you go sign Stephon Gilmore, Ronald Darby is now a backup. And that's fine. Like, he signed with the Ravens to be a backup before this past season. Like, he's a guy that understands he might not be a full-time starter in this league at this point in his career. I don't think the contract you signed him to suggests that, hey, this is definitely a starter, right? So I think you could bring in Stephon Gilmore and say, hey, our starting duo is Tyson Campbell and Stephon Gilmore, and feel really good about that. I think Adoree Jackson would compete. I think trading for Marshawn Lattimore still makes sense. He's had injuries throughout his career as well, but this is still a player at the peak of his game when healthy, and someone who has experience with this coaching staff, and someone who would give you a top-flight corner again when healthy, and potentially one of the best duos in football. Tyson Campbell and Marshawn Lattimore, if Tyson Campbell returns to form. So I still think that there's moves that could be made there. I have mentioned that I think it's possible the Jaguars could move on from Cam Robinson or Walker Little. I wouldn't. I would not right now because, again, you're going into a pivotal season. If you move on from one of these guys, then your OT3 is Javon Foster, a rookie fourth-round pick, who I do like. I like coming out of Missouri. I think he's got traits to be a good swing tackle or even a potential starter down the road. But I don't think you want that in 2024. I don't think you want him to be your top swing tackle. It does make a little bit of a logjam at the tackle position right now with Cam Robinson, who is a starting caliber player, with Walker Little, who is a starting caliber player, Anton Harrison obviously starting as well, and then Javon Foster, you're not going to cut a fourth-round pick. So they have a bit of a logjam there. It'll be interesting to see how they play that out. I wouldn't move on from either of them because you want that insurance policy for Trevor Lawrence to make sure he can stay upright. I do still think the Jaguars should trade for Brandon Ayuk if it's possible. Don't know that it is, but I'd be willing to give up a lot for Brandon Ayuk. I've talked about it a lot on the channel. Adding a premium talent going into his prime at a premium position that massively helps Trevor Lawrence, I'm all the way in on that. And the Jaguars aren't really tied to any of their expensive receivers long-term. So you could bring in a Brandon Ayuk and make him your number one, bring along Brian Thomas Jr. and try to have that be your top duo over the next several years. And I think that could lead to a lot of success for the Jaguars. I don't think they will do anything of that matter or of that nature, but I would still be interested in that. Don't know if the 49ers would realistically move him at this point. It seems like they're kind of working towards keeping him around. But again, I will say this is a team that should feel like they're in a championship window, that should act like they're in a championship window. I know internally they do believe that they are going to be competing at the highest level in 2024 and 2025. In my opinion, they should push the chips in just a little bit more than they have. None of these moves have to massively alter the future cap situation. None of them would. They have a healthy cap situation. I think that there are moves that could be made to ensure that at certain positions that are very important, again, edge, corner, that you have the depth, the talent that you need to really be the best team that you possibly can be in 2024. I still think you could upgrade at wide receiver. I love Christian Kirk. I'm a big fan of Evan Ingram as well. I think Gabe Davis will serve a role here. I think Brian Thomas Jr. has a bright future. But you don't currently have a number one. You just don't. That's kind of the way it is. And Brandon Ayuk would be that for you. So those are kind of the different moves that I would be considering, that I would be looking at if I was the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, if I was running things inside that building. I don't know that they'll do anything before the start of training camp. I get the feeling that they're kind of feeling themselves right now a little bit. They feel pretty good about what they've got going on, and they should feel pretty good. Does that mean you should stop trying to grow, trying to become better, trying to put your foot on the gas? In my opinion, no. We'll see how it plays out. But very excited about this upcoming training camp and season for the Jaguars. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your comments in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content here, please consider liking, subscribing, hitting that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.